Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's JAS call on Tuesday, the 16th of August, we have Rafik Damak, Carlton Samuels, Tijani Benjima, Tunksuk Nanan, Carlos Aguirre, Olivier Crétin-Leblanc, Avery Doria, Elaine Pries, Alan Greenberg. From staff, we have Rob Hogarth, Des Green, Kurt Kritz, Glenda Saint-Géry, Wendy Prophet, and myself, Gisela Gruber. We have apologies noted today from Alex Kakuru, Eric Brunner-Williams, and Cheryl Langdon-Orr. I hope I haven't left anyone off the list. And if I can please also remind you to say your name for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Carlton and Rafik.
Thank you, Gisela. So, the beginning, I would like to ask people if they have any update in their SOI or DOI to do so. To send the updates to either Gisela or Glenn. So for the agenda, we are following what we did last time, so to navigate in, through the report, and today it will be about the capacity building, so from page 27 to 28. And just for remind, I think you can find this in the Adobe Connect, so that members comment regarding the final report. We have wiki pages, so for members from working group to add comments there about the section of the final report that we are going to cover in the calls. So please try to add your comment there. Not to change the text, but just to add a comment, so it will be make it more easy for SET to draft the final report and to track all the discussion, so it's more easy than to do that in the mailing lists. Janik, please go ahead.
Yes, excuse me, you are talking about pages. Is there a PDF or a Word document that you have posted? Because on the wiki there is no pages.
It's wiki page.
No, I mean page 27, 28.
The PDF, Tijani, there is a PDF. If you go to the, let me just put the, probably just put the link up in the chat. There is a link. If you look at the note the table, it shows you where the final report is. And
okay, if you see it, the version, you will find the date and the draft final report. Yes, Alan.
Thank you, Carlton.
Thank you. Before we start, as a clarification, the note from Olivier said we're getting some additional new staff, and since this is one quarter of the meetings left, or perhaps the sixth of the meetings left, and none of them are here, can we have some clarification from any ICANN people as to what the status is?
Okay. I think we have Rob, but I think maybe Olivier can clarify that. So.
I don't see them in Adobe. Maybe they're here. But
We have Robert.
Well, let me clarify that. We asked that they join immediately. Kurt Prince sent a note to say that they were going to be available immediately. I asked specifically for Rob.
I now see Rob is on Adobe.
Yeah, to be on. So Rob is the chief drafter, so he's there.
Thank you.
Dan Olleran and Karen Lentz. Dan will probably not be needed on the Adobe now or in the meeting, but definitely Karen Lentz is going to help with the formatting. She might be. But it's really Rob who needs to be with this.
Thank you. I just wanted to verify because I hadn't either heard or seen their names.
This is Kurt. I'm on the call also.
Good, hey, Kurt.
Thank you.
Yes, Kurt, please go ahead.
Thanks. So So you've got it exactly right. Rob and I are on the call. Wendy, of course, is taking notes, is on the call too. So we're providing those additional resources as reported in, as was just reported, and that we've also had one internal meeting of the whole support team to bring the new members up to speed. And I know Rob too has spent significant time with Seth after that to go through the draft final report as it is and discuss the issues. So I think all the new members can start contributing right away.
Yeah, this is Rob. Seth and I were also discussing the great value of having Karen Lentz as a part of the team as well. She'll be able to, I think, as you all requested, provide some very helpful knowledge of the draft applicant guidebook, the existing process. So whatever we help memorialize from your discussions, we'll be able to assure that it's consistent with the applicant guidebook and the existing processes that have been developed by the community.
Thank you, Robert. Okay, I think we have a clarification about the new support, staff support for the working group. And thanks for that. I hope that we can do good job in this remaining time till the deadline for the final report. I think we can move to the next and main item of our call, which is about the capacity building. I think the text is in the Adobe Connect, so we can scroll. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask Ellen, which led this part, to speak, but she already raised her hand. Ellen, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq, and apologies for missing on Friday. I was traveling, so I wasn't able to be on the call. I'm just looking at this text that's in the window, and there's an inaccuracy that I'd like to address and be removed. It says that currently all available registry service providers are located in Europe and North America, and that's just not accurate. The example is the Australian registry service provider, Oz Registry. They're obviously not in Europe or North America. There are several in Asia, and there are several in Africa. So if we could strike that line, that would be good.
Okay, Alan.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that what it says there, I think, is clearly not what we meant, because it says in order to require that any new support-approved applicant be forced to use the incumbent registry. I don't think we're advocating that they be able to that they be forced to use incumbents. That's not the tone of the rest of it. So I think there's a wording error in that sentence alone, but it does set the stage rather poorly.
So, Alan, do you propose another rewording, just maybe to clarify that part?
I don't think I need to propose it. I think that the wording just needs to be... it's probably just a not missing, I'm not sure, in order to not require or
yeah.
Something. No, that doesn't go along with, in some sense, defeats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think we're saying we don't want to require them to, we're recommending other types of support in order to not require. Currently, the sentence doesn't make any sense. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm not trying to draft a new one on the fly.
Okay. I think Robert was wanted to make a comment, but he... Rob?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thanks. I took my hand down. I was asking a process question. The previous two comments about the text, I was curious whether there was going to be some specific text changes suggested, and then Alan did, so then I lowered my hand.
Okay. I saw that Avery is proposing just maybe a small correction in the chat. Okay. Okay, Avery?
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to keep talking to them because I'm on Skype and I know it makes bad noise for everybody else. So, yeah. The point is that most of the current GTLD-supported RSPs are there. I do realize that there are some, you know, that are trying. So I think if we just change all to most and perhaps insert, you know, RSPs serving GTLDs for greater specificity, the point will be made and it'll avoid, you know, Elaine's point that it's not all. And yes, I agree with Alan. The point was that we're looking for a way that the new registries from developing economies not be bound to having to use an incumbent, but actually have an opportunity to create businesses, including RSP businesses, in their own regions and economies. Thank you.
Thank you, Avery. Alan?
Yeah, I again to beat this one to beat this horse completely dead. The term in Europe and North America really was meant, I believe, to be highly developed economies.
Yes.
And you know, yes, Australia isn't in North America or Europe, but I think it fits that model. So perhaps remove the geographic and put a more generic term in.
So, like, currently, all available RSP are located in developing countries or developed region.
Highly developed, I'd say.
Highly developed, okay. So, I hope that's it. Took note of that. And also, I saw that Olivia wants to make also some small change that from require to avoid. So, it's the next sentence after.
Sorry, it's Olivier here. I did not. Sorry. That's why I said oops, sorry. Wrong chat. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Just trying to catch all the different channels. So.
I think our intent, it's Alan. Our intent here is that we're saying we don't want to require that everyone use the existing incumbent RSPs in highly developed countries. We want to provide other options. And that's the tone of what the next sentence, the JAS recommends, and so on and so forth. So the first sentence has to be fixed. I mean, Olivier's change required to avoid fix the first half of that sentence, but then it doesn't match with the second half, the in some sense defeats. So I think the sentence needs to be reworked, and doing that on conference calls, I think, is an exceedingly poor way of spending our time.
Yeah, I understand that, Hannah, but you know, it's sometimes it's better to have some rewarding if some working in consensus than to wait to have comments later and then to
I understand. If someone can draft it on the fly, then I'm
okay.
I've said my mind.
Okay. So maybe so we have that proposal, and maybe we can move to the next part. Okay. So, any further comment in this part? So, yeah, let's move ahead. I think that have some discussion on that part about highly developed region, but is there any specific comment about the recommendation themselves? Okay, Tijani.
Thank you. I have a problem with the title of this section. Are we talking about capacity building? It is more about a registry service provider.
Just can you clarify your question?
My question is, in this section, we are not talking about capacity building at all.
Okay.
We are talking about assistance in creating a registry service provider and developing economies.
It's Alan. That is a capacity that is missing, and we're talking about encouraging.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just put down my hand because I was about to tell you, Tijani, that that's what the sense of it is. That is the capacity that is missing, and it seems to the group that this would be required for in the sustainable development of registry and registry operations. That was the understanding of it. But more to the question that Rafiq asked, the recommendation is there in one sentence. Could we go back and answer the question then?
What question?
The JAS recommends that non-financial services be provided to assist support-approved candidates in creating their own RSPs. That is a recommendation. We're trying to see whether or not there's a consensus. That is a consensus recommendation.
I think we need a mechanism by which we indicate that. Obviously, people aren't speaking up on their own, as Alan's speaking. Either ask people to put check marks up or go around Robin and around the people.
Sorry, Alan, what are you suggesting exactly?
I'm simply saying we want to decide if there's consensus. Only results in dead air time. We need some other mechanism to do it if we're going to do it on this call.
Yeah, that's why we... Okay, just before giving the floor to the Avery, the question was if there is any comment, so we may have maybe a short discussion and then to see if we have consensus or not. That's what we are trying to do, but... any other proposal is okay. Avery, please go ahead.
All I was going to say, Alan's point was, yeah, you can ask the people that are in Adobe to check the agree, disagree button, and for anybody that disagrees to just shout out, and then you won't have the dead air time.
All right, I'll start answering the question. It's Alan here. My position is I don't really think this is a particularly important one. Other people do. I can live with it.
Okay.
Following on Alan, I think this is probably one of the most important, other than fee reduction, and so I very much support it being there.
Yes, Avery. At least if there is any disagreement, so the people in the call can at least choose the Adobe Connect to express that. At least we can have the feedback of those attending this call, so to know if there is consensus, and then to confirm with the rest of the working group members. So. Honestly, I'm not sure what is the best way to work. We have different feedback on that. and we have short time to finalize this report. So, okay. And also, I am seeing that there is really interesting discussion in the chat and proposing different rewarding. And I hope that Seth can take that later for the drafting. Okay. Yes, Olivier. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yes, Rafik, it's just basically to say that at the moment the text is being rewritten on the fly. So, yes, that chat will probably give the answers to the questions we're turning around at the moment but not answering on the talk. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. So maybe with these changes in the fly, it will be great if we can have them in the Adobe Connect in the text, so it will be more easy for people to follow the changes. So, because it's a little bit complicated to follow that in chat for those who are not participating there.
Rafik, Olivier again. By chat, yes. I mean the Adobe Connect chat. Same thing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. That's why I asked if we can have those changes in the Adobe Connect. So if maybe some people have some comments on that, otherwise we can move to the next part of the document. Yes, Alan. I saw you have made some comment in the chat. You don't agree that we can use the Adobe Connect chat for the rewarding or something?
I'm just pointing out that people tend to use Adobe chat to comment on what was put in the chat or to comment on what was just said. What is just said is lost because there's no time frame on it. And as an example, Carlton said Avery plus one, he agrees, but Avery had just posted something in the chat and said something, and they were on two different subjects. I'm just pointing out if we're going to use the chat, we need a little bit of clarity.
Okay, so maybe to avoid the plus one, it's typical ERC way, and then...
It might be a little difficult, but what I was really referring to was Avery's comment that the RSP was probably second most important support idea. I share that view, so I wanted to just, but I'm trying to keep out of
conversation. I was just pointing out that using the chat after the fact loses that.
Yes,
all.
I understand, Alan. You're right. I was agreeing with you.
No, okay. That my question was about the recommendations. I have some of these different resources like software licensing for required registry software function, creation of false registry software, etc. And we also have a list of provider types. I think it's in the Excel document, but I'm not sure that is maybe subject for agreement or not. So maybe Ellen can clarify that. What's the content, just to inform people that are here. Ellen, are you hearing the call?
I'm here.
Yeah. I was asking, so trying to go through that part about the capacity building and the registry server provider. And at the end, there is a mention of a list of provider types, draft, not exhaustive for complete. And because we don't have this list in the Adobe Connect, just maybe small or short overview about that. I'm not sure that this can be a real subject for discussion, but just to clarify for people here in the call.
Okay, sure. So that list of provider types is simply what's required in order to first apply for and then operate
a new GTLD registry. So off the top of my head, and I can pull it up, it's on a spreadsheet that's posted in the wiki space, but off the top of my head, you need a registry service provider, you need a DNS expert, you need an escrow provider, you need an accountant, you need attorneys to help you write policy and to get through the contract negotiations or not a whole lot of negotiations with the ICANN registry contract, but also writing your registrar agreement contract. And I think just in general, consultants who are experts in the ICANN use.
Yes?
Ellen, are you still here?
Yep, that's the least I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so till now we have just some rewarding, no so real feedback or comment about this part. I'm not sure if we can say there is consensus on that. Which level of consensus on that for the members attending this call? But hearing no real objection or substantive comments, or maybe we can see that consensus. Okay, thank you for clarification, Ellen. Oh, that was quick discussion on this part, which is we have this only for this call today, which is supposed to be 1 hour and a half. We are already in the 30 minutes of this call. So, okay. Yes, Ellen, please go ahead.
Thanks. I just wanted to address the wording again in the second paragraph, second sentence. It says, while this is a good opportunity, it does not aid in creating real capacity in developing regions. I think that second part of the sentence, it does not aid in creating real capacity, should be modified, and I'll try to compose some text in the chat window, but I think it should more address that it does not help our support applicants to create their own registry service. Capacity can be defined in so many ways. So saying it's real or not real based on if it's in-house registry is a stretch.
Okay, and just to clarify, what's exact, maybe if not a complete rewording, but what you are suggesting exactly? I mean, I'm trying to understand your point, but just and also to figure out what's the rewarding that you are proposing.
Yeah, I think just changing it to while this is a good opportunity, it does not aid in creating local registry service in developing region is sufficient. I like the real capacity part.
Okay. We have the rewarding in the chat. Thank you, Ellen. That's really helpful, I think, for the drafting team. Okay. well. Maybe I'm asking too much. Can you please put all these changes in the Adobe Connect, if it's possible, just to... Is set in the call or not?
Yes, hi, Rafiq.
Ah, yeah, sorry. Just if it's possible, just to... I know that's maybe too much, but just to make this change in the Adobe Connect. So if that may be more, make it more easy for people... to see and to check and to make review now. And we have Andrew in the queue. Andrew, please go ahead.
Yes, first of all, I don't know, I've got a lot of static on the line. I don't know if anyone, my apologies for everyone for being late, by the way, I was stuck in traffic. I was just trying to understand this is all non-financial service that we're talking about here. And so that was one question. The second is that, while this is a good opportunity, it does not aid in creating real capacity in developing regions. That seems like a pretty strong statement. Does it? Is there a measure that we're looking for to say whether real capacity has been created or not? That just strikes me as overly strong, and maybe I'm misunderstanding what the end goal of that phrase is. Thanks.
Okay. Some people compare that they have problem in their line. Okay, just to check. Here the idea is about the kind of we change it. It's not any more in-kind support, but more the technical support to help setting up, if I'm not mistaken, a registry server provider. So it's not the financial support. But maybe I am missing your point. What do you want clearly asking? Because also you asked about if there is some, not sure, metric, something to define the level of capacity or something like that.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. This is Andrew again. Let me see if I can be clearer. My apologies, Rafiq. The things that are being mentioned, these all fall into what were originally our in-kind services basket. Is that correct? And if so, they would be not touched by the fund. Did I understand that correct? So that was the first question. And then the second question was just a suggestion, actually, which is that the wording sounds very strong when we say this does not aid in creating real capacity in developing regions. That may be the case, but I'm not sure. That seems like a strong way of stating it. If we could say that it doesn't achieve all we're looking for, it doesn't achieve a certain goal, that strikes me as a little bit more more explicative of what I thought I heard the conversation say.
Thank you, Andrew. Maybe I think Avi is trying to respond to her.
Yeah,
sorry.
Thanks. In the first case, yes, indeed, this is non-financial aid and such, what used to be called in-kind services. And secondly, I would actually be fairly resistant to softening the language. I think it's already quite soft, and that we are not talking about neocolonial takeovers by incumbents of the linguistic and cultural resources of developing economies. We're merely talking in terms of capacity building and such. So I think we already have very mild language here and would be sort of resistant to seeing it further watered down. Thank you.
Thank you, Avery.
If I could, Rafiq, I just Avery, I understand what you're saying. I was just trying to give a little bit of a little bit more substance to what real capacity meant. That's all. But I'm content to leave it if people are comfortable with it.
Thank you, Andrew. Elaine, please go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah, so just to Aubrey's point, I'd like to give an example of why I'm struggling with the phrase real capacity here. A good example is when a current registry provider enables a developing region, for example, real-life example, CCTLD operator has access to registry service software and training and professional engineers that help them do all the installation of the hardware in order to train them and make them able to run everything in their own country. So it's an incumbent registry service provider that's giving all of this assistance. The only thing that's lacking is the actual physical location of the servers in their own office. Everything else is controlled and maintained by that local registry administrator. So that's why I'm having a problem with this real capacity. How do you find real capacity, and what exactly does that involve? It's too strong of a statement for what's actually happening on the ground in the industry right now.
Thank you, Elaine. Okay. Thank you, Elaine. I'm not sure that is a good idea, but maybe some text coming from the explanation that you gave and also from Avery can clarify what is the purpose of those recommendations. Maybe the existing text are not enough for that. I'm already wondering about that. So because if we have those questions in the working group, so what about people from ICANN community? So maybe if we can add some text just to clarify, or just to reward the existing one. Alan, yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, what the mode of operation that has worked well in a number of other working groups is at when we've discussed something at a fair amount, we tend to ask the staff person, do you think you have an idea of what we're talking about? If the answer is yes, they go off and draft something, and at the next meeting we go over their revised wording and say, did this capture it or not? Drafting exact wording in a meeting like this is a very poor way of doing things, I believe, and because everyone else is not following along with the exact wording. And very often there are context problems that sentence makes sense, but the next one doesn't anymore. So if the people on staff who are doing the drafting feel comfortable they have gotten the gist of the idea, then I think we should move on and let them do their work and come back with a revised version, in email, and if nothing else, then highlight it at the next meeting. Otherwise, we're going to keep on talking forever on these points, and we need to move on. Thank you. Now, I guess I'd like to hear from Rob and Seth if they agree with that. I'm not trying to speak on their behalf. I'm just saying what's worked in other places.
Okay, thank you. And just before giving the floor to Rob, I want to... Okay, sorry. Thank you, Alan. Just to give the floor to Rob, I want to make a comment. I understand that maybe the ICANN staff can make this digest and to help us to get the discussion happening in this call, but how they can do that if we don't have enough comments. So since this call, I'm trying to push people to give some comments, some feedback, so we can have some material to do that drafting. So
yeah,
that's my question.
It's Alan. To clarify, I said typically what happens is we talk for a while and then ask staff, do you think you have a good enough idea of what we're talking about to go away and draft something? If their answer is no, then we need to refine, obviously. And obviously, if someone else has something new to say that hasn't been said before, they should be putting up their hand. Thank you.
Okay, so maybe now Rob can follow up. Rob?
Yes, thank you. You both made some very good points. I like Alan's suggestion. That's certainly a way that we can help perhaps speed things up given the shortness of time between now and the end of the month. Your questioning and asking folks for input, Rafiq, is very helpful because up until about a minute and a half ago, I probably would have said, yes, Alan, thanks, we're comfortable. But the last couple of comments caused me to pause and, you know, other than the observation that you've got about four paragraphs here of something that could probably be a 20-page paper in and of itself, the one area that would help in terms of some direction is, given the language that's here now, are you talking as a group about building capacity for an applicant and, you know, the person who would be operating the registry, or are you talking about capacity building for the region or the country in which that applicant is choosing to be located? That's where I have a concern about the text as it is right now. I think we can adjust in any way depending upon what direction you all are looking at right now.
Okay, we have Seth and I think Alan in the queue. So Seth, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Rafiq. I just wanted to add the reminder or perhaps the question that, as I understand it, not only regarding Alan's comment that the staff can go away and deal with the text, the redrafting of the text, which can then be presented back to the work group later, but Carlton and my discussions regarding the after-meeting drafting sessions in which at least staff and Carlton will be on, and I believe some others, my understanding is that the point of those sessions will be that instead of reiterating the entire discussion that's gone on in the work group, we'll just cut immediately to the final consensus decisions that were made and actually put those changes directly into the text. Again, the staff can then go away and massage the wording if it's needed, but that'll ensure that the changes that actually were decided upon will get into the text. If I'm wrong about that, Rafiq, Carlton, kindly let me know, but we'll be starting those sessions, as I understand it, after this call today. Thanks very much, Rafiq.
Thank you, Seth. Alan, I think you want to comment.
Yes, I do. In relation to the question Rob asked, is are we looking to support the applicants or develop regional facilities? I think that's an important question because the only vehicle that we have so far in our discussion is via the applicants. If we are asking ICANN to help develop something in a region which might be a service provider separate from an applicant, then I think we need to make it very, very clear that we believe ICANN should be receptive to requests from, you know, someone who wants to provide a service to all these other GTLD applicants, you know, but is located in Nairobi or whatever. So far, we have only been talking about applicants for TDLDs that are eligible for support. So if indeed we're branching out in a different direction, then we need to be very clear about it and say it explicitly. If we're saying, yes, we want to support regional capabilities by means of the applicants who might be there, then it's within our current scope. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Okay, we have Carlton and then Tijani. Carlton, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Just to answer Alan, That exact question has been, there's been quite a discussion on it. Well, there's only about three discussions, really, on that issue on the list. I think there is a significant set of actors who believe that this is something that is in scope, and others believe it's out of scope. I am between two minds, but I certainly see the objective that is intended. What I'm looking for here is a sense of how we might call it, because it's been on the list and great discussion for the last three or so weeks. Eric and Michelle Nylon and Avery and several others have joined in on it. So that's what I'm looking for here.
Thank you, Carlton. We have TJ and then Alan. TJ, please go ahead.
Yes, Alan, your question is valid, but the recommendation it talks about candidate, about applicant. So the recommendation is just recommends that non-financial service to be provided to assist support approved candidates in creating their own RSPs.
This is Rob. That's very helpful. I'm sorry, Rafiq. That's very helpful to Johnny, and I think that what I'm picking up from the discussion is that is much more the focus here. I think what had confused me is that, you know, language like improving the, what is it here, creating real capacity in developing regions is much more broader even than I think where you're trying to go as a working group. So I think that we can adjust the text and the language here to be much more focused on improving the capacity of the applicant, recognizing that that's really sort of, you know, what ICANN can do at the present moment in terms of this support.
Thank you, Rob. Just maybe also to mention that I think that Eric Werner, Bernard Williams, who worked on that on this topic, he is not here in this, unfortunately, on this call. So maybe he could reply to answer to some of your questions, but maybe we can make them by email. The mailing list. Alan, please go ahead.
Yeah. To be clear, I wasn't making a statement on whether this is within the scope of our working group. I consider the scope of our working group relatively wide. In fact, in terms of what needs to be done to make it viable for new DCLD applicants this round and future applicants to come from other parts of the world. All I was saying is if indeed we meant that we want to be able to support capacity building outside of specific applicants, that we need to say it explicitly. That was the gist of my comment, that we can't just allude to that if that's what we mean. We must say it clearly. Otherwise, we are, as Tijani said, just talking about supporting applicants. So we need to be clear whatever the work group means. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Okay, Ilan, please go ahead.
Thank you. I'm wondering if somebody could explain the bullet point to creation of FOSS registry software. I almost missed the call where that was defined.
Yes, Ellen?
I'm sorry. I said on bullet point two, creation of FOSS registry software. I must have missed the call where that was defined. Could someone explain what that is?
FOSS is free and open source.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ellen. Avery, please go ahead.
Yeah, I actually thought that Elaine was around when we had the conversations about needing to make sure that the availability of the software for registries and registry service providers and all the ancillaries that were available, the open source software that was available was clearly delineated, was people were given the sources. So part of that, where Canada was bringing that all together, and I actually believe that, you know, Elaine was part of that discussion, so I'm surprised that that's not recognized. Thanks.
Yeah, Aubrey, I just didn't know what FOSS stood for. That's what I was asking. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, if Rob or Seth have any further question to the working group members to get some clarification or feedback, I would like to ask them to do now.
Thanks, Rafiq. Just a text check. I think we're in good shape up to the list, and Elaine has done a great job of providing us with, I think, some additional examples that we can crank into that list, because the way I interpret the text at present, it is just, you know, a series of examples. It says, among the resources that might be provided are, so the working group is not saying that these are the resources that should be provided, but you're providing a selection of options or something potentially for the reader to consider. So that's where we are up to right now. I presume you're also going to get confirmation on the last two paragraphs here as well. Thanks, and I'll let you talk, Seth, if you have anything additional to clarify or add.
Thanks very much, Rob. No, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's fine. Thank you.
Thanks, Guy. Okay. Any further comment? Any questions?
Rafiq, this is Rob. If I can just jump to the next paragraph, jump into the brief silence here.
Which
or is
paragraph?
That too fast?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, please go ahead.
Because I think it relates to the list. The sentence says, an important part of such assistance would be the public statement by providers of such capabilities, as well as the guarantee of these services in support approved candidate applications. It's not really clear to me as a text drafting supporter of your work exactly what the working group means to say here. What it appears to me to say is that if an applicant, you know, essentially you're creating a potential laundry list in which an applicant could say, I really need help on items 5 through 8. And you're somehow in the first part of that sentence giving an option for providers of such capabilities to create a help resource or some sort of resource where you're matching this in-kind capacity building assistance with applicants who need it. So that's where I think you're going with this. The piece of that that's missing, and then I'll stop and let folks comment, is sort of the timing or when that takes place, whether that takes place as part of the application phase or whether that takes place once the application is approved, and then the individual has that capability. I'm there for comments. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. I will try to answer, but I'm not sure. My understanding, there is an existing effort from the ICANN staff to set up a page to match between the needs of applicants and the providers. Carla has more update on that matter, but unfortunately she is not in this call because she
I think she's on vacation. But maybe Kurt has more updates on that matter. Is Kurt still on the call? Okay. Yes, Avery?
He may be on mute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously defer to Kurt if he's wanting to speak. I think one of the things that comes up in that paragraph is if one of the support-approved candidates is applying in their application, they may make references to things they will be using that are required parts of the application. And so there really needs to be some way of basically the offerers of capacity building aid and software and resources and such, and the statement made by the applicant that the way they are going to satisfy the requirements of question number X is by reliance on those services. And so I think this paragraph is trying to say that there needs to be some way of establishing that link so that you don't have an empty statement, but you have something that is strongly pegged to a public statement by providers and a statement in the application saying, and this is the way we're going to do it. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery.
Hey, this is Kurt.
Yeah, hi, Kurt.
I just want to report that I was having some phone problems, so I just want to report that that website, has been designed, but our latest thinking is rather to establish a wiki for that purpose, and so that's being developed right now, and really the last steps in that are really being undertaken as far as some executive and legal reviews of it and writing the right language around launching it. So the question I have for this group really is using the language we're developing here as part of that website too. And I think this section here should be integrated with that website.
Thank you, Kurt, for the clarification. Yeah, I think we I'm still on the call, or?
You're still on, Rafika. I can hear you.
I still hear
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So we just have 30 minutes left in this call. So that's why I'm really encouraging everybody to make comments and ask questions that will be help the ICANN staff to propose some to make that digest and to summarize all our discussion. Yes, Alan.
Yeah, since we seem to be at the end of this particular section, which is the only thing that we've put on today's agenda, can I ask a question and make a suggestion? The question is, I'm in the process of going through the whole report and looking at it, you know, with a relative fine-tooth comb to identify both small things and perhaps substantive things. We've been instructed to comment on the wiki, and the wiki sections have been delineated section by section as we're talking about them in meetings. How does staff or how does the group want comments on the overall report? I mean, right now, for my own purposes, I'm adding post-it notes, comments within the PDF document. But our wiki structure right now that we've said we should use doesn't really allow for someone commenting on the whole report. And yet, a week and a half from when we're supposed to be finished, I think we need to start doing that.
Yeah, this is Rob, and subject to... Oh, I'm sorry, Rafik.
Okay, Rob, just I was going to say that maybe Seth can reply to that, but yeah, please go ahead and Seth can follow up.
Thank you. Yes, I was going to say, Seth, please clarify. It strikes me that the wiki has been useful to bring the document to this point in time, but Alan's right in terms of the time that's remaining. What might be useful, and I don't know what rest of the working group is comfortable on this, Alan, but you know, there is now this PDF document, and I don't know whether it's of value, particularly if you're looking to create a list of, you know, potential points as you go back through the document and say, oh, we're not clear on this, ooh, we need to change that, to go through it and either produce a, there are two options, I guess. One is to produce the laundry list, you know, page one, we need to discuss this, page two, we need to do that. If the group is more comfortable and you know, just based on our past working relationships, Alan, I think you can provide valuable insight on just, you know, I've gone through the document. Here are things that I've identified or problems. Would anyone like to add additional ones? And then maybe adjust your schedule a little bit so that your last call of this month is really an overview of the entire document. I think you have a really good timetable. It sort of leads you up to the end of the month discussing pieces of the document. But what's sort of missing is that wrap-up. And I don't know if you're planning on a separate call or if you just want to make that last call of the group sort of to be a wrap-up. And maybe because this discussion actually, Rafiq, seemed to go relatively quickly, you know, maybe double up on one or two of the additional sections that you have to talk through so you do have that final hour and a half to be a thorough sort of document overview.
Thank you, Rob. That was my second point I was going to make. But be more aggressive on the schedule, on the agendas.
Yeah, because you seem to be, you know, going through this relatively quickly. Understand that there's now work for us to do to sort of follow up, and then you'll want to go back and go, oh, you didn't really reflect what we wanted to say there. Let's change that or change this word. And some of that can be done online. You know, as we produce, you know, revised versions of the document, we could post them back to the wiki. But I'll let Seth and Carlton, who seem to be the wiki experts, determine whether that makes the most sense from a process standpoint.
But Rob, I think the answer to your question is whatever form I want to do it in or anyone else wants to do it in will be fine for the moment.
Okay.
I think that was what you said.
Yeah, and we can just, you know, in the post-op call, I think that you guys had planned for the next half hour after this call is done, there can be an agreement on what that format is. And then there can just be a report quickly after the call to the group to say, yes, this is how you should contribute to that sort of overall overview effort. Because I think that would be very valuable, Alan. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, the question I was asking is different people have different levels of comfort. I know in working on a number of working groups with Marika, she tends to feel comfortable with someone editing a Word document, either adding comments or actually suggesting text, and then working from that. I want to do something that you and Seth are comfortable with.
Well, thanks. We're also conscious that this is a blend. This working group has been a blending of cultures, and so I think that you guys have been trying to accommodate the widest possible folks, and I think that's been a good idea.
Thank you, guys. I think we tried many ways and ways of working using emails, wiki, document, PDF, Word. I guess we go through all the different possibilities for editing. I'm not sure what is the best way of working, but hopefully we will finalize this report somehow. We have Seth and then Carlton. Seth, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. I just wanted to add to what Rob was saying that regarding Alan's question of overall comments on the entire report, it would be very easy, obviously, Alan, for us to add a wiki page if people wanted to use it that we could devote to overall comments that you're, such as the ones you're discussing, and people could just go through the wiki page adding to the list of various comments, or you can do it using the comments at the bottom of the page, person by person, either way. So I'll add that after the meeting in case people want to use that. Okay.
Thank you, Seth. Just I have one remark about the wiki. I think during the work and the working group, we use it a lot. We created many wiki pages, so maybe updating the structure or clarifying this structure can help people, because it can be, it's becoming complicated to track and to navigate through the wiki pages. Okay, we have Carlton in the queue, and then Alan. Carlton?
Thank you, Rafiq. Two things. There is, we kind of lurched into the truth. There is, at the end, a session, some part of the session that we will look at the entire document. But that does not release members of the idea of working through the document and adding their comments at each part as they get through. We are trying to make this, harmonize this thing. And it really would help and enrich the conversation that even if you are looking at the reading the entire document, surely there are parts of the documents that we will discuss that you might get through that it would be useful for you to add the comments or even bring them here. So as Rob pointed out, we have tried many ways to accommodate many styles. And I think, for the life of me, I think all the styles that we could possibly have are accommodated on this working group. The other thing that I wish to point out is this. If any member has comments that they wish to make and it's substantive to this process, it would really help when you have those comments and we are discussing specific areas of the content of the text, that you try to make them here. Because, again, we are trying to gain consensus. We are trying to elicit cries of consensus or non-consensus from workgroup members. And I really don't want to get into a situation where we get to the final day and we are just reading through and looking over the report in full, and then we have somebody jump up and say there's a substantive comment. So it works both ways. You can use part, full or in part. The wiki is important to use. Why? Because it keeps a record. Rafiq made the point that we need to probably reorganize the wiki because Lord knows we've been trying so many times to put different things on there. It's not been working as well as it should, but it's the best we got. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlton. Alan?
Yeah, I will point out I asked a question of how do you want it. I'm willing to do it in any way the group says is the right way. I just want specific instructions. If you want me to go back to a wiki page we talked about 4 weeks ago and make a comment there, I can, but I don't think anyone's going to notice it. If you want comments in on the wiki about a document, then please issue a document with line numbers on it so we can identify what is we're commenting on. I don't want to have to quote verbatims of a paragraph and a page number and hope someone else can find it. So if you want comments on a wiki, then give us the tools to make sure we can do it properly, and that is specifically a PDF with line numbers. If you want comments within a document, just tell us which document it is, Word or PDF, and I can certainly work to that, as can others. So whatever you want, we'll do, I'll do, but tell us exactly how in a practical way. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Okay. Avery? Avery, are you still on the call?
Avery was disagreeing, but I don't know what.
Yeah, no, I was disagreeing. Sorry. I didn't have my hand up. I was just disagreeing vehemently with the notion of reorganizing the wiki yet again. I believe that the wiki's there. I believe anybody that couldn't learn to use it organized the way it is isn't going to learn to use it in a newly organized way, and the people that do know how to use it will just have to waste time figuring out how it's reorganized. So if people are unable to use wikis, and I definitely understand Alan's point, there needs to be a line number draft that people can comment on line number, and I think the next version coming out that way, and then all of us doing that, I think the wiki on its section served its purpose for those that used it. But please, let's not reorganize it and try to refigure it out again. Thank you.
Thank you, Avery. Just to clarify, ask to clarify about the structure, because we have now many wiki pages. I wasn't really asking for to change the organization, as the whole organization, but just to make it more easy to navigate. And I saw that there are many people agreed about the line number draft. I think that worked somehow well for the first milestone report, so maybe we can try it again. Okay, we have Rob, Zed, and then Carton. Rob, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. I think, yeah, in this follow-up call, we can agree on a versioning method, but I think you've all done a very good job, and you know, I haven't been a part of the discussions up until this meeting, but I think you've done a great job sort of funneling to the final report, and so now the real focus is on the document, and so we'll work with the chairs to come up with a versioning method so that everybody can track and contribute to the various changes that come on in the coming weeks. And if we can create something, Alan, that is appropriate there, then sort of those overview comments, I think, will be an excellent key to us from a drafting perspective to pick up on areas where it might be still a little bit rough. If there are areas where there aren't consensus, that'll be very important from the chair's perspective to be able to sort of circle the wagons and make a final determination of whether you all as a group can achieve consensus on some of those points. And then we can just drive to, you know, a final written piece that everybody can react to over the last week or so. So thanks, Alan, for that offer, and we'll work on this in the upcoming call. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob. We have Zed and then Carter. Zed?
Thank you, Rafiq. In terms of, Ever, your point about restructuring the wiki, I just wanted to add it might make people's use of the wiki easier. What Carla and I have done, without restructuring it, have just added at the very top of the landing page, you'll see two areas, one in red and above that, one in black, that contain links simply to two of the main things that you that the workgroup members will be using at this point. The red contains a link to the wiki homepage regarding the various sections that can be commented on of the final draft, and above that there's simply a link to a page on which you could find the various up until the very current draft in PDF format of the final report. So that might make it easier for those of you who don't want to bother doing any expensive navigating. You could just go to the landing page and use nothing more than those top two links. I hope that helps. Thanks very much, Avery. Thanks, Rafiq.
Thank you, Seth. Carter, what did you make comment?
No, Rafiq, I put down my hand because I knew Seth was going to it. It's exactly what I want to point out. They have tried valiantly to help us, and sometimes you just need to read it a little bit. Thanks.
Thank you, Carter. Yeah, I think it's good to hear from everybody to make this process more smooth and that we can move ahead. And we are trying different way of working, and I think we can even make a report about best practices for working group work. Okay. So we have still 50 minutes left in this call. We even discussed some about the process itself, but I am reiterating my that to encourage people to make comments now, so if they have any questions, so we can move ahead. Otherwise, if I don't hear any objection, we can finish this call more earlier. Sorry, someone was writing. Okay. Rob, yeah?
Yes, just to confirm two things, Rafiq. One, that a smaller group is going to have some editing discussions and maybe versioning discussions immediately after this call. And then secondly, what your focus is going to be and when your next call is. Am I correct in that the next call is on Friday?
Yes.
And the next discussion is supporting the evaluation process?
Yeah, I think that it's as okay. It is in the wiki, yeah.
Yes, it is. The schedule is posted on the wiki. It's been posted for more than 3 weeks. And we are going to stick rigidly to that schedule.
Thank you.
So that's why we advise people to make comments in prior to the to that call, so they can make comment about that section, and then it make it more easily to for discussion in the next call. So I think that maybe Seth will send later the link to that section. Okay. So. Any further comment? Okay, any other business? Yes, Anna, please go ahead.
Yeah, just a comment on what Carlton just said. I just looked at the agenda, and that agenda says the last meeting will be going over the FAQ, the glossary, and a final review and approval. Based on my experience, that is not going to happen in a single meeting. I think the agenda needs to be adjusted if 30th is our final target. We can go ahead with that schedule and be surprised at the end that it didn't work. But I would suggest that we be a bit more aggressive in addressing the individual points and give a lot more time to working on the final report and making sure it's to everyone's satisfaction. Thank you.
Alan, I hear you. The intent of these calls and these special, you know, it's you say tomato, I say tomato. The intent was that we would use these calls to get all of those substantive things in. So in the, and at that review, we would have been over the hump with all of the argy-bargy. That was the intent. And that is why we gave so much time to each substantive area here. That's precisely why we thought it would work better in this case. I hear you that we probably will not have enough time to do that. I also, if you also notice, the reason why they did the final draft report and put in the glossary and the terminology on all these things, it is because we wanted to ensure that when we got to that point, there is very little that we would expect people to be fussing about or hearing for the first time. It has not worked the way we had intended, I will readily admit. And I don't know why, but I am always willing to make an adjustment if the members so advise. I just want to let you know that we thought about it, and that's why we put it this way.
If I may reply, I understand the history. I've been involved in it all the way along. However, as I go through the final report, I found something which, looking at the agenda, we in theory closed on August 5th. But it's a conflict between two issues, both of which cannot be right, and it may just be a typographical error, or it may be something some people feel is substantive, and I don't think we can allow the report to go out with that kind of conflict in very core areas. So I'm simply giving you a reality that I think the report is going to need more time to tie it all together, to make sure it's consistent, and to make sure we haven't forgotten anything, than allowing a half hour in the final meeting to do that. I'm simply reflecting experience in a number of other work groups, you know, within the ICANN context. I'm not talking philosophy here. I'm simply talking pragmatism. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Okay. So till now we have only the Tuesday call with 1 hour and a half, and Friday call with just 1 hour. We can maybe dedicate 30 minutes in Tuesday call
for what you are suggesting, but I'm not sure if we can ask people to extend Friday calls 1 hour and half, and then also to have that 30 minutes for to go through the whole report to see if there is inconsistency, etc., and all the remaining questions to be answered. So
I leave it to the chairs to determine the schedule. I'm just pointing out what I see as a problem.
Yes, thank you. I'm just trying to wondering how we can find workaround for that. So we have just 2 weeks. Maybe we can extend the call for Friday and then to try to have that 30 minutes for the whole discussion for the whole report. Okay. So. We have 7 minutes left in this call, but I think that Alan made his comment in the any other business item. If I don't hear any objection, so I will adjourn this call. Okay, Seth, yeah, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. I just wanted to mention that the call-in number for the post-call drafting session, I just put in the notes section on the AC room. So, Rafiq and Carlton, I suppose we could give people a 5-minute break and then redial in. Is that how you'd like to do it?
Can we have some clarity on who should be on that call? Because there have been a number of conflicting emails that have gone out recently.
This is Carlton. It should be the original drafting work group drafting team, that is Avery, Evan, Sintra, Andrew, the co-chairs, and Alan, Olivier, Cheryl.
Okay.
My apologies. I have another commitment that I can't get out of. So good luck to all the drafters for this one. I'll make the next one.
I understand, Andrew. I understand, sir.
Okay. We have Jenny to the queue. Yeah, Jenny.
Thank you. I am not asking to be on this group, small group, but I want to know how this group was selected.
This is Carlton. We made a determination, Tajani, that we would have the drafters put together with the staff persons who were helping us, and so that we help them in making the call, or what we think is a consensus call, much easier. Rafiq and I would be a part of it. And I invited Cheryl and Alan and Olivier for support. That was my call, our call, rather.
Thank you for your call.
I think the answer was discussed at the last meeting.
Yes, it was, but we agreed to it.
Okay. So I think we reached the end of this call.
Thank you.
So,
goodbye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye, Ari.
Thank you.
This call is adjourned. Bye. And see you later.
Rafiq?
Yes, Glenn.
This is Glenn. And Seth, when you dial into the other call,